Okay, today's daf is Ervin Yerushalmi Daf Samach Beis 62, and we are on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, according to Machlokas, between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer said that if you have a chatzer that's next to a street, and the wall falls down between the chatzer and the street, then basically that area becomes a Rishus Rabim. That's what it sounds like for Rabbi Eliezer, because it says if you throw into it or from it, you're chayef. Right? So that means that this yard, which we don't understand, it sounds like it's surrounded by three walls, but if the wall falls down, then it's a Rishus Rabim. And the Chacham say no. Chacham say it's a Carmelis. Chacham say if you throw from here to there or there to here to Rishus Rabim, that is it is a Carmelis. So Machlokas. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Yaakov Barbun, Bishem Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Eliezer didn't really mean it. Rabbi Eliezer didn't really mean that if you have a chatzer that's surrounded, and then you have a wall to the street, and then the wall falls down, the whole chatzer is Rishus Rabim. It's surrounded by three walls. No, you know what it means? Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer Ela Mimakom Mechitzos. In the spot where the wall was, that line that's right next to the street that is no longer surrounded by anything. Because the wall fell down, the wall that was on the side. So Dafkin, that spot, that's where Rabbi Eliezer says, is Rishus Rabim. Because that's totally unenclosed right now, that line where the wall was. And that's what he's talking about. That spot is now called the Rishus Rabim. Number one. And number two, this is only Bishanitlu Rashi Zavios Mikan Mikan. The wall fell down, but as I just described, it's totally that line next to the street is totally unenclosed. If you have even a little bit of the walls that are left on the edges, the two edges of the walls, and now the place where the wall was is in between those edges of the walls that still stick out, that also would not be called a Rishus Rabim. Because that's not, there's still a break, there's still a hecker that it's not part of the street. Ubilvad barba, and the third condition, it's only going to be Rishus Rabim if it's four tefachim wide. Right? Anything less than that is going to be not significant, and therefore it's not going to be a Rishus Rabim. So the Gemara says that when Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah says that if the wall falls down in the chatzer next to the street, if the chatzer is out of Rishus Rabim, doesn't really mean it. It means only the outer line where the wall was, and only if the wall totally fell down, and therefore that line is not enclosed even on the two edges, and only if it's four tefachim wide. First day. Rabbi Zeira of Rabbi Ila, Shreyon Amrin, they argue, they say no. Usher, Shalomim Makam Chitzus, right? No, the whole chatzer. The whole chatzer is called, take your love, blazer, literally, the whole chatzer is our Rishus Rabim. Avamakam, Mimakam Chitzus, I feel the Rabbanim Moto. If you're talking about that one line where the wall was, even the Rabbanim would agree that that's a Rishus Rabim. That's not subject to Machlokas. Even the Rabbanim would agree to that. This line of Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Ila, is difficult based on what we know from the Masechta, right? According, what is this subshot? Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Ila is saying that according to Rabbi Elazar, this area, that Pashup Shot, is surrounded by three walls, a yard. The fourth wall fell down facing the street. That's a Rishus Rabim. Didn't we say that according to most Rishonim, except the Rambam, according to most Rishonim, if you have an area surrounded by three walls, so that is going to be, that's a Rishus Yachid. That's the Rishus Yachid Daraisa, right? That's what if you remember, the Bir Alacha summarizes in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel. Shin Samach Gimel. That's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Lechi, Mavi and Lechi. Right? That was our first simen that we referred to often in the first parak of Maseches Erevin, right? Makom Sheish Lo Shalosh Mechitzos Asur Chachamim Lataltel Bo. If you have an area that's surrounded by three walls, Chachamim Asur Lataltel Achiaso Shum Tikkun Beravias. You have to do some tikkun on the fourth side. But that's where the Bir Alacha says Ulainin Imikri Rishus Yachim in Atorah Lechayev Hazorik Mitochal Rishus Rabim Yesh Plukta Bazeh Ben Erishonim. It's Machlokas Rishonim. If you have an area surrounded by three walls, Tzeladas Harambam Lo Mikri Rishus Yachim in Atorah Ela Ba'arba Mechitzas. Remember, the Rambam says that's a Carmelis, right? You need something on the fourth side to be a Rishus Yachid Araisa. Oh, I'll call upon him, Shalosh Mechid, the Shlemos, Lechi, Bekosel, Revi, Vechulu. Vechimucha, Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, but Rov Rishonim, Rov Aposkim, Rashi, Tosfos, Ravid, Rush, Rashba, Ritva. Right? That's a good list. Beshlosha Mechitzos, O Beshtei Mechitzos, Velechi. Rishus Yachid Nami, Gomer, Minat Torah. Right? It's the Rishus Yachid Gomer. So according to most Rishonim, three walls. So what's this Gemara talking about? Right, that, what is this? Is this arguing on that? Right, how is that? Right, and that's what some of the Achronim point out in the back also. So the Rishonim asked this question on this Mishnah, And they say, you have to say, this isn't Stam Eirush, an area that's surrounded by three walls. Maybe this is what's called Sid Eirush HaSarabim. Maybe because this is an area right next to the street, and the street now, the Bnei Rabim use this, right? When it gets a little, when it's rush hour, you know, maybe they'll go into this area. So that's called Sid Eirush HaSarabim. Right? A regular area, Chazos surrounded by three walls, that's Rishos HaYachin. But this is an area that, you know, could be that people are going to go into, and maybe that's why it is worse, right? It's used by the Rabbim, it's Sidei Rabbim. Okay, so that's why maybe it's worse. So Machlokes, how to understand Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Zrikan. So Rabbi Zrikan says to Rabbi Zrika. Rabbi Zrikan to Rabbi Zrika. Rabbi Zrika was the first opinion. Rabbi Zrika was the one that said, yeah, I only think it's the spot where the walls are. And he quoted that from Rabbi Yaakov Barbun. Says Rabbi Zrikan, I was in Shir, Rabbi Yaakov Barbun, many, many times, and I never heard him say that. Zimnin Sagin, Pashtus in Rabbi Yaakov Barbun, Veloshamas Bnei Adam Ilsa. You're saying this use Chiddush of the Pshat of Rabbi Lazar, that he only means the line where the wall was, not the Chatzar. I don't know. I was in Shir almost every day with you, and I don't remember him ever saying that. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Zrika answers Rabbi Zrikan. What? Nobody ever heard anything that their friend didn't hear? What? It's impossible that Rebbe said something that I heard that you didn't hear? I mean, you know, you missed one day. You had an appointment that day. All right, so that's an interesting conversation that appears here in the Yerushalmi that, you know, each one thinks that they know their Rebbe the best. They know their Rebbe the best. But if you look at Ksubis, remember, interesting, that Rashi, no, we've discussed often the sugya of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. And we said, right, there's many different views of how to understand Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. So we said there are some limits on Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. There are some limits, right? If somebody is, remember Rav Moshe's Lashon in the Hagdama of Digras Moshe, where he says if there is a posek that works very hard with Kovid Rosh in Yirah Me'Hashem Yizbarach, and focused on all of the previous generations and Baal Masor. So then you can have an opinion, right? If somebody is irresponsible and doesn't focus and say whatever he says and is outside the world of tradition, that you don't say Elu ve'elu there. But then Rashi, if you remember, has another limit on Elu ve'elu, right? Elu ve'elu, you can't say Elu ve'elu if they're arguing about what their Rebbe said. If there was one shir and then two talmidim are at the shir and one of them says, yeah, Rebbe said mutter, and the other one says, no, Rebbe said aser. The Rebbe only said one thing. If the Rebbe gave two shirim and he might have changed his mind, okay, then you can say two things. But Rashi says, if two rabbis in the Gemara are arguing about a svara, then you say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. But if they're both arguing what the Rebbe said at the same shir, so then you can't say Elu, ve'elu in that case. That's Rashi here in Ksubis on Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. Dechi pligi tre aliba dechad. Mar amar hachi amar ploni, umar amar hachi amar ploni, chad minayu mishaker. One of them is lying. One of them is not telling the truth. Why? That's because the Rebbe only said one thing. Ava, when do you say elu ve'elu? Ava ki pligi tri amorai bedin, o be'isr ve'heter. If there's a machlok, it's about an issue. Kol chad amar hachi mistaver taime, ain't kan shaker. There's no falsehood. Kol chad v'chad svara didei ka'amar. Mar yo'av taima lehetero, mar yo'av taima leisura. One gives svaras lehetero, one gives svaras leisur. Mar medami milsa lemilsa, hachi, umar medami lebin yon achrina. Vigala meymar, elu ve'elu, divri lukim chayim heim, zimna t'shach haitaima, v'zimna t'shach haitaima. Shatam mishapech lefi shinui hadvarim v'shinui muat, says Rashi. I'm going to get into elu ve'elu, but this is a very important Rashi for that. It's describing Elu ve'elu, but also saying what the limit is. So if they argue about what the Rebbe said. So here in our Gemara, they're arguing about what Rebbe said. So yeah, but it could be that somebody missed one day. That doesn't mean that he has to hear. But that's the machlokas here between Rabbi Zrikan and Rabbi Zrika. Rabbi Zrikan and Rabbi Zrika. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, one more comment on that Mishnah. Rav Yirmiyah, b'shem Rav, b'shem, when do we say that there's an issue of this area being considered Rishus HaRabim, Bishan, and we already had a couple of limitations on Rabbi Elazar Shita, right? No more walls, only the spot of the wall. Bishan Nitlu Rashi Zavios Mikan Mikan, that we said before. It's only if there's no wall sticking out even on the edge. I mean, this area is totally open and unenclosed, and now it's right next to the street. Ubilvad Bishave. But it also has to be on the same level, right? As we had on yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we said if the roofs are on different levels, even the Katan and the Gadol, then you don't say that the Katan is kind of swallowed up by the Gadol. It's separate levels, and therefore we can look at it as a separate Rishos. So here too, we would say it has to be on the same level in order for it to be considered Nechshav Rishos Arab. Good. Says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah here, the last Mishnah here in, no, the second to last Mishnah here in the ninth parak. You have a yard that was broken from its two sides. Nifritza mishtei ruchos. There's a question. Some Mishnayos have the girsa of l'rishus harabim. Some Rishonim take that out. Remember, there was once speaking to a Rav who said he did his doctoral thesis on the differences in the nusach of the Mishnayos in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That was his doctoral thesis. But the Meiri says here on this mission, the Meiri says it doesn't matter what it's open to. The Rishus Rabim or the Rokarmelis, but it means you have a yard, you have a private area that two opposite walls fell down. So now it's a problem. V'chein Baish Nifrats Mishay Ruchoseah. Or you have a house that was Nifrats from two sides. V'chein Mavi Shinit Lo Karaso Alechayo. Or a Mavui, right, an alleyway that had its Tikkun removed. Right, what's the common denominator in all these cases? You had an enclosed area, and now it's no longer halachically enclosed. And it happened on Shabbos. So what do you say? Machlokas. Mutar and Ba'osa Shabbos, Vasur and Lassalavo, Divrei Behuda. Behuda says, it doesn't matter if that is open now. Since it was mutter when Shabbos started, it's still mutter. Still mutter, mutar and it's mutter for the rest of the Shabbos. But you have to fix it before next Shabbos. Asur and Lassalavo, right? You can't use this heter for next Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer in Mutar and Ba'osa Shabbos, Mutar and Lassa Lava. Rabbi Yossi says, no. If it's Mutar for the Shabbos, that means it's Mutar forever. V'masur and Lassa Lava, Asur and Ba'osa Shabbos. And if it's Asur, in the future, it's going to be Asur the Shabbos too. There's no different standards between this Shabbos and next Shabbos. Meaning, and we'll see, what does he mean? He means that it's Asur. He means that it's Asur this Shabbos. Didn't we have numerous times already that Kivan to Hu'haven yesterday, the past couple of Dafim? Once it's mutter for Shabbos, you continue. So as the Pnei Moshe here describes, that's not when there's a structural change. Only when there is a Erev requirement change. Right? Somebody, there's a non-resident that comes back that you didn't realize that was coming on Shabbos. Right? So you say, once you made an Erev, Shabbos, then it's an Erev, or somebody dies. Right? So in all those cases, when there's a diur, there's a diur change, so then we say, you know what, once it started, mutter on Shabbos, mutter the whole Shabbos. But if it's a structural change, that's where Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't say, keep unto hutra. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Look at the Pnei Moshe. The last couple of medium lines in the Pnei Moshe. Rabbi Yossi, mutter on losa Shabbos. Klomar. To Rabbi Yossi, l'isr kamar. As we'll see that in the Gemara. Hov, asur and losa lavo, asur and losa Shabbos. Since it's asur in the future, it's going to be asur for this Shabbos. Delo amrinon. Here's the important line. Every line is important, but this is the line I'm going to focus on. Delo amri, if you ask the Pnei Moshe, you would say, what, the previous line was not important, right? Okay. Delo amrinan, Shabbos shehutra miksasa hutra kula. Ela hecha de isnehula mechitzas. When do we say that? We say, once Shabbos started, it was mutter for the whole Shabbos. That's where you have the same structure that you had when Shabbos started. Kigon la'el, where you had yesterday's daf, gavi chatzar gadol, shnivers alaktana. If you have a big yard and a small yard, the big yard and the small yard still have their areas surrounding on the outside. You're right, the wall between them might have fallen down. But why is that a problem? Because now it's as if the diurin of the other chatzer are allowed to come into my chatzer. So it's a diurin change. It's not a real structural, external structure change. That's why you might say kiva dehutra hutra. Should you regadola boin la hosef aleha? Velo asri, mikiva shahutra mixa shabbos. The chulu, skip two lines. Aval hacha, mikiva de les nehulu mechitza shalahan shari nifritza, lo amrina shabbos hutra mixa hutra kula. You don't say that. Vachitra le Rabbi Yossi, vikaimalan kavase. And the Pnei Moshe adds, we held like Rabbi Yossi. We held like Rabbi Yossi that if the walls fall down, you can't just say kiva dehutra hutra, for the rest of the Shabbos. Good. Says, so machlokes tanaim, we pass on the chumra. Lamali mishnei ruchoseha. So ask the Gemara now, what do you need two walls to fall down for it to now be a problem? Afilu meruach achas. even from one. Even if one wall falls down and is totally open on that one side, isn't that also a problem? Even maybe Ruach Achas, right? You're not going to be able to keep this for a future Shabbos. So why don't they argue in the Mishnah about even if only one side falls down? What do you need two sides to fall down? And now the question is, how do you read the next line? So you have to add in a factor that some of Farshim say. And if you want to answer, again, what's the Gemara's question? Why can't you give the case of one wall falling down? That would still be Usher next Shabbos. They would also argue about that case. And if you want to answer, maybe when a wall falls down, usually there's one side, usually falls down and collapses on one side, but usually one side of the hole still has some wall left. So that's the push-up shot of a wall falling down. So maybe, right, if that wouldn't be called a pirtza then, right? And that's why you would have to have, walls falling down on both sides in the case. But one second. But Rav would say, we had Rav back almost 2 months ago, Rav on Daf Hey, in the beginning of the Masechta, says that if you have a pirtza with only a side wall on one side, that's still called a pirtza. You need a side wall on both sides. So you're telling me the Mishnah is not like Rav? Let's say that again. Again, the Mishnah said, the Gemara asks about why is it that the Mishnah has to give a case of only one side falling, two sides falling down, even if one side falls down, that would still be us for the next Shabbos. And if you want to tell me, no, it won't be us for the next Shabbos, because Pashas, when a wall falls down, there's probably one side wall still on one side of the Pirtza. And therefore, that wouldn't be called a Pirtza. And that's why the Mishnah has to give a case of Pirtzas on both sides. But one second, according to Rav, that is called a Pirtza. Right, even if you only add a sidewall on one side. So why would the Mishnah have to give a case of two? You're telling me the Mishnah is against Rav? That's the next line of the Gemara. Velo Ravu, the Mishnah would be against Rav. The Rav Amar Chatzar Niteres B'Shnei Pasin. Rav says that you need two Pasin to enclose a Chatzar. Remember we said at the beginning of the Masechta, to enclose a Mavui is easier than enclosing a Chatzar. A Mavui is an alleyway, it's less private. And therefore all you need is a Lechi or a Korah. Right, a horizontal or a vertical pole. But to enclose a chatzer, you need boards. Either one board, we're going to derive two boards, two sideboards. So that's the Gemara's question now. Is our Mishnah going to be against Rav? So the Gemara basically answers and says, no, it depends. Rav would say that our Mishnah's case of the wall falling down would mean you have, right, even if you have no, you know, even if you have one on one side, that would still be a pirtza, and that would be enough. And that's not what the case of the Mishnah is talking about. The case of the Mishnah is talking about a case where you ended up with two side walls on the case side of the pirtza. That's why Rav would say, oh, that's not a pirtza, therefore you would need the other side. Let's read it. Rishmuel bar b'shem Reb Zeira b'machlokas. No, the Rav and his bar plukta, those who argue with him, would have a machlokas about how to interpret our Mishnah. Man demar taman, according to the one who said earlier, the ones who argue with Rav, b'pas echad, according to the ones who said that you can enclose a chatzer even with one side wall, the Kobe Pasecha, they would say here too, if you had the cases where you have one side wall on the side of the hole that fell down, again, there was a hole in the wall, and you ended up with a wall on one side of it and not on the other side of it, and that's why, according to the ones who argue with Rav, that's not a pirtza. And that's why you would need, the Mishnah would have to be talking about a case where there was pirtza mishnei ruchaseha, the kopa pasechad. Man da amar taman b'shnei pasin, but according to Rav, who says over there, no, you have to enclose a chatzer with two pasin, the kopa b'shnei pasin. So he would say, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the pirtza has, on the side, has two pasin, one on each side. And therefore, that wouldn't be good enough to be called a pirtza. That's why you'd have to have a hole on both sides. So the Gemara just explained, why does the Mishnah have to give a case where it's nifratza mishtei ruchoseha? Because if it was only nifras from one side, it wouldn't be called a pirtza. What's the case? It depends. Either there's a pirtza with two side walls, or meaning wall left on both sides of the pirtza, or only one side, depending on what you see over there. And that would influence how you understand this Mishnah. Period. We continue. Nifrat, what's this going on? So this is going on, the Pnei Moshe says, and the Rav Chaim Niesky is going on the house line. It's at a house that's Nifrat Bishir Ruchaseha. So where did the walls fall down in the house? Nifrat Minha Emsa Mutter. If it fell down Minha Emsa is Mutter, what does that mean? Very challenging line, the Mefarshim wonder, what does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe says, you know what it means? About five lines from the bottom. Abayis Demasti Sankoi. Emsa means not at a corner. Not at a corner. So then we would say the house is still called a house, even if it had holes in it. Why? Because you have a roof all the way. And you say the principle of pitikra, yorid v'sosim, right? The roof, edges of the roof, the walls shoot down. And therefore, unless it happened at a corner, because what happens at a corner? At a corner, so then the two walls fall down, and then there's no roof there anymore. There's no roof to, so then you don't say pitikra over there in the corner. So it's as if you have a big pirtza on two sides. So that's why. Nifratz mina emsa mutter. Right? If it's minha emsa, it's going to be mutter. So now I'm reading the Pnei Moshe. Daria bayis makurehu. If you have filu biyoser miyaser, mina pitikra yor besosim. Even if you have a large pirtza, you're going to say that the edges of the roof are considered shooting down. The wall broke in a corner. In a corner. That's what it means, mishtei ruchoseha. It just means in a corner. That's what the Mishnah means. Shapirza tofeses mishtei ruchosav, venifrats gamke in atikra, but Karenzav is on the wolf, and there's no ceiling over there. So that's what the Gemara says. Nifrats menamsa put mutter. The only time when it says in the Mishnah that if a house you have that two walls fell down, it's a problem, that's where it fell down in a corner. So there's no ceiling there either. But if it fell down on the side of a house, if the wall collapsed, and you have a roof going over there, that's no problem. The skilu is still enclosed. Shmuel Amar Aser. Shmuel says, no, that's also Aser. Even if it's not at a corner. Says the Gemara, how does he say that? Amar Reb Zira, unless had the Ulfan de Shmuel, if Shmuel hadn't heard this from one of his Rebbeim, Kasha, we'd have a big problem. Reading, he doesn't hold to the principle of Pitikra Yorv is so same. How could he say that just because the wall fell down of a house, you have a roof that goes over to the edge? So, what does that mean? So the answer is, Nifratz kol oso haruach. What does that mean? Shmuel agrees to Pitikra only if there are already four existing walls that you want to extend. So if there's something on the side of a wall, so you can use Pitikra to extend that wall. But if you have no wall, even Shmuel would agree that you don't say Pitikra. Says the Gemara, really? Don't we say Pitikra if you have four poles with a roof on top of it? And there's no walls there, right? Don't we say that? Right? Amar Rav Yosi Barbun, Hadi Achsadra. What about the case of Achsadra? Ilu Achsadra, Shema Einu Muteres. Achsadra is the case where you have, let's say, the portico? Where you have a house, and in front of the house you have a roofed area with no walls. Right? That's what we say, Pitikra. What Shmuel argues with that? There's no answer to this question in the Gemara. So you might say, yes, maybe he argues. Right, there are some mafarshim that say maybe Shmuel does argue. Maybe Shmuel does argue and doesn't hold the Pitikra as far as others hold. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we continue, says the Pnei Moshe, explaining this line. Now this is going back on, as he says on top, Milsabam Feinafshe. Remember Rabbi Lazar in the previous Mishnah we started off with today? Rabbi Lazar said if you have an area right next to the Rosh Hazarabim and the wall fell down, so then it's like Rosh Hazarabim. Why doesn't he make any comments in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, you have a chatzer, the two walls fell down. What does he comment about our Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo amar Rabbi Eliezer ela b'chatzer b'mavui. Rabbi Elazar says the problem is when you have a chatzer or a mavui right next to the street. That's where he says that it is it has the din of Rosh Hazarabim. Aval bibayis kegesherhu. But he's not going to comment on the second line of our Mishnah where a house with the two walls fall down. That's like a bridge then. That's like a bridge. What do you mean a bridge? A bridge that we're going to have on the next daf, tomorrow's daf. We referred to this a couple of times already, this Masechta. Remember the Gesharim HaMefulashim, if you have an overpass, according to some Tanaim, an overpass, that's Rosh Hashiachid underneath. Because you're allowed to view as if the walls are shooting down. So Blazo might agree to that. So that's why a house with breaks, that's not going to be a problem. Rav Rabbi Yochanan Amri. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan now say, remember Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said, if it's also this Shabbos, if it's not the next Shabbos, it's also the Shabbos. If it's mutter the Shabbos, it's mutter forever. So when you read the Mishnah, you don't know like what he's saying. Is he saying it's for sure mutter or it's for sure aser? So the Mishnah Gemara clarifies, Rav Rabbi Yochanan Amri, aser beim Shabbos u beim Shabbos haba. Right? That's what Rabbi Yossi meant. And now Rabbi Yochanan makes the following comment. This is like a Bavli type of comment. Meaning it's like a Bavli type of comment which says, brings in six areas of halacha, and you get to have an amud that talks about six different areas of halacha. Not so Yerushalmi-like. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, we have this type of comment in four or five other Mishnayos, where Atana says, if it's A, then it's for sure B. And if it's not B, it's going to be A. And you don't know, like, okay, when the dust settles, so are they both Aser or are they both Mutter? Like in our Mishnah, it's not 100% clear. So we're going to have other examples of this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koshis v'kiruya v'mavui v'ger v'yama aretz chamarin. In all those cases, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's really l'chumra. even though it's not clear in the language of the Mishnah, right? So our case is the case of Mavui, case of as we'll see. So koshes, let's go through each one. So different areas of halacha. Here we go. Koshes, it's not. We learned in the Mishnah in Uksin is all about things that are makabaltum and not makabaltum. Is this called part of the fruit? You have a stem, you have a leaf. Hakoshes va'achamas va'rashi besamim hataya hachiltes va'pilpilin achalis charua. All of these types of cases, these are like all spices. All types of spices. Nilkach and mekesa meister. They can be bought with meister money. When we know we take meister sheni money up to Yerushalayim, you have to buy food. You have to buy food. So these are all called food. You can buy this with meister money. But ve'inim etam and tomas ochlin divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, though, they're not really food. They can't be eaten alone. So they don't become tameh as food. They don't become tumas ochlin. So you could buy it with meister sheni money, so it's called food for that, but it's not called food for tumah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, I don't know what you're talking about. Im nolkachem bekesa meiser, if you could buy it with meister sheni money, which means it's food, b'pnei ma edem etam etumas ochlin, so why can't it become tameh as food? V'meinem etam etumas ochlin, avein lo yichlu lachu bekesa meiser. And if it can't become tameh as food, then you shouldn't be able to buy it as meister sheni money. So what does Rabbi Yochanan Menuri really mean? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chamarin, really, it's for chumra. He's saying it's not food, and therefore you can't buy it with meister sheni money. And it does become tameh, and it does become tameh with tumas ochlin, and you can't buy it with meister sheni money. So you could go lechumra in both ways. That's how he Rabbi Yochanan interprets it. Right? There's a question of the girsa here of mitami to masochlin. That's our girsa, so we'll go with that girsa. It's mitami on both sides. Next, kiruya. Again, we can spend a lot more time. The Rambam in Ilchas to masochlin counts it as a mitzvah, one of the 613. There's the Rambam often, and the other we're trying to pick up on this, the Rambam counts in yonim as mitzvahs. The Rambam counts shor, bor, right? The mekahu memkar, toin v'nitan. He counts these as mitzvahs, even though there's no chiyuv to do anything. But tumah, he counts tumas as mitzvahs because areas of halacha are counted as mitzvahs in the Rambam too. So tumas ochlin is a separate mitzvah. Kiruya, a gourd, tzanin etaman. What's that talking about? There's a mishnah, as we're going to see, a mishnah in para. What does the mishnah in para say? As we know, you have to fill up the water that you're going to mix the ashes of the paraduma with. You fill it up in a kli. So they didn't have kalem all in those days. What if you want to use the outside of a gourd? I don't know, like a watermelon shell. Right, they used to use a gourd. The problem is sometimes a gourd, after you harden it, it absorbs. And the halacha is that in order to use a kli for paraduma avoda, you have to first dunk it in a mikvah. L'shem avoda of the paraduma. But what's the potential problem here? This is all background. The potential problem here is that you're going to dunk it in this gourd that's hardened. You're going to dunk it in a mikvah. L'shem paraduma. And now you're going to then fill it up with paraduma water. But maybe some of the water from the mikvah it was absorbed, and now it's going to spit out into the real mayim chayim that you're using for the para aduma. So is that an issue? So, tskiruya shehit bila b'mayim, shein ru'yim l'kadesh. We're going with this girsa, which is the Rambam's girsa. Some other Rishonim say it means she'ein ruin l'kadesh. We're going to go with this girsa, which is the Rambam girsa. So you have a gourd that you dunked in water. That is, it's fitting. It's water that's roy for kiddush, but you just used it for tevila. Mekachin washit titame. You're allowed to use it because we're not so choshesh that the water kind of seeped out of the gourd into the water of the paraduma, unless it becomes tame. If it becomes tame, then we're nervous that the water inside might come out. Then we don't go that far. Then we're not taking our chances. Nitzma in Mekachin ba. Right? So the first time you can use it, we're not worried about the water coming out. But if the water inside might have become tameh, then we're nervous. Rabbi Yeshua says, one second, are you nervous or are you not nervous? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, in Mekachin ba b'tchila, if you're allowed to use it, me'ikara. Meaning you're not nervous that water that was already absorbed in this gourd is going to seep out. Then apasov yikadish bo. Then you should be able to use it even if the water inside became tameh because you're not worried about seepage. V'im ein mekachin ba, and if you're basof, and if you are worried about seepage, and that's why if there's tummy water in there, you're not going to be able to use it. Aflo betchila, you shouldn't be able to use it at the beginning. So again, Rabbi Yeshua says it should be consistent. Benkach u'benkach lo yeso petocha mayim mekudashin. The Tanakhama does agree that you can't store water in there, because if you store it in there, then for sure over time there's going to be seepage. But what do you see from Rabbi Yeshua? Again, mimanav shach. You can't split it. If it's usable, it's usable. If not, not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chumrin Imekachim Alo B'Chiv Lo Basof. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says, what does that say? Well, Chumra, that you can't use it at the beginning, can't use it at the end. Again, a lot to talk about for Paraduma, but not right now. Mavui, that's our Mishnah. Right, the Tanina Taman v'Chei Mavi Shina LaKorasa v'Chulu Ar Mishnah. Right, if the Mavi something falls down on Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says LaChumra. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chumra Nasir and Beim B'Shabbosu Beim B'Shabbos Haba. Good. Next, Ger. To note, each of these we can spend a lot of time on. Ger. Ditani. A Ger Shin is Gar Vayelo Yenos. A guy converts and he has wine. Va'Amar Bari Lishol Nisnasech Behen. He says, I know for sure it's wine that was not used for Yayin Esach. It wasn't used for Yayin Esach. If to use it for himself, he's trusted for himself, but other people cannot take his yayin nesach. But if it was used by others, and he's just saying, no, if it was used only by him, then he's trusted for himself and not for others. If it was used by others, then you can't trust. You can't trust. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? You could trust for the first case. You could trust for him and not for others. Imtar and lo yitaram lachem. Imtameim lachem yitameim lo. Either trust him or you don't trust him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lochumrin tameim bein lo bein lachem. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to be consistent. Yosef Engel says, what will be a svara? What will be a svara to be mechalek between for him and for others? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, zala acherim. He says kfar nesar. When he was a guy, this wine is becheskas iser. So it's becheskas iser. You can't get out of that becheskas iser. Tzorach edus berura lahatir. Veidusho sozek kalush. Tekiva tohaya akum. Lo ram yalev alavadaite. So for other people, it's a cheskas iser and he can't get out of that. But for him, when he's a guy, there's no cheskas iser. He's allowed to drink the wine. The second that it becomes a cheskas iser for him. But at that moment, he has edus berura that he knows that it was never yayin nesach. So that's why he never gets to the status of Cheskas Isser, and therefore maybe it would be belief for him and not for others. You know, a little lumdus about that case. Okay, and then we're up to the Am Haaretz case. We will start with that next time, the last case of Lechumrin with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we'll stop there.